Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. I'm your host, Ursula Minchus. Super excited to be with you this week. It is a solo show. I know I've had a lot of guests, and I was like, oh, I miss this conversation. I miss talking to you guys. So I'm excited to be back with you. And, you know, it's always kind of interesting and weird a little bit, too, because some of you I don't know, right? You listen all the time, and I don't know you. Or I haven't met you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me here. Thank you for listening. You are the reason I do this show. Like, we are, I don't even know how many episodes, 300s of episodes, hundreds of episodes in. And I don't even count them. I know some people are really good. They're like, this is our 315th episode. And I just keep going because I'm committed to doing one show a week. And with everything I have going on in my life, sometimes it's a stretch. So I'm celebrating that we've been able to do that consistently for quite a long time. So thank you. I just want to say thanks for being here. Today we're going to talk about selling, but from a different perspective, and specifically how to stop selling and start serving. And still make money. And still make a lot of money. In fact, make more money, right? I've been wanting to do this show for a while. I'm really like, what does it mean to stop selling and start serving? And I get it. You've probably heard people say it before. And it can be really annoying. Like, what does it mean to serve versus to sell? Like, does that mean I'm just overgiving and over delivering? No. And we'll talk about that. We're gonna break it all down. We have sales camp coming up soon, April 3rd in Wisconsin, right across the border from Minnesota. So all my Minnesota friends, don't feel like you're driving super far. It's literally 35 minutes from downtown Twin Cities area. So it's not way out of the, off the beaten path. However, it does feel like a retreat facility. So that's what I'm excited about. The Snow Hill Chapel where we're having it just feels very, it feels like we are in a, you know, it feels like we are in, sorry, Cassandra, you got to edit that, 2:36 and I'm already stumbling. Okay. It feels like a retreat. So that's what I say. We wanted to have that retreat feel. We're going to be gathering with a lot of like-minded entrepreneurs. Some of the people that'll be there are CEOs, business owners who have been our clients for years. And some of them I haven't even met in person and they've been our client for years. I'm super excited. Like we're going to gather in person and come together. And then of course, Tina Pettis is going to be there with her community. And I'm just excited about the blending of our communities and what's going to come from that and how they can support each other. So if you're feeling the pull and you've been thinking about it, all the details are here. The link is in the show notes. Come and hang out with us at Sales Camp. It's only a half day. It's just a half day. There is pre-work, so you're going to get the full of sales camp, but you're going to come and we're going to do some really cool things the day of when we're there in person, including, of course, some incredible networking. That's all I'm going to say. Bill and the poll, come and hang out with us. Today, though, I was literally working with someone recently, a new client, and this comes up so often, especially when we first start working with someone, this idea that I'm being salesy, right? And you know, this client was like, I've sent some emails out. I've sent emails from my database. I know people are opening my emails, but he said, they're not buying. And I don't want to follow up. I don't want to seem too salesy. I don't want to. And I hear you and I get that. And that is where most people stop. Most of us stop at that point because we don't want someone to think we're bugging them, right? Or we just want their money, right? And the kind of hilarious part about that is all of you who are listening, right? You love your product or service that you sell. You're really into it. You're excited about it, right? You want to make a difference in the world. And so I already know your heart's in the right place because you wouldn't have been able to stay in business. That's the truth. Like if you didn't love what you do or what you sell, you wouldn't still be in business. And so that's where we start to look at like, what's not true about me being salesy? What's not true about that? First of all, none of you are salesy. Like even if you tried to be salesy, I feel like you couldn't because when you're in resistance to being salesy, you'll do everything but come across as salesy. And I frankly would like you to be a little more salesy. I want you to come from the mindset of putting that sales hat on and like, ooh, like I really want to close the deal. Like that's okay. It's okay to be in that energetic space because I know what's behind it. I know behind that, you also want to make a difference for your clients, your customers, your patients, whatever you call them. And so lean, I want you to lean into really questioning this idea of being salesy, looking at what's not true about it. And you can go back and listen to other episodes where I've talked about at length of like how to shift your beliefs from like thinking you're a salesy, slimy salesperson to recognize you're serving. So you can go back and listen to that if you want to dig deeper into that belief. What I'm saying is like, okay, let's just move that aside. Let's move aside that you're salesy. Let's like move you over to this sentence, which is, I am a professionally persistent problem solver. Okay. I am a professionally persistent problem solver. I'm going to break down the stats for you again. Statistically, you have to follow up 5 or more times to close the sale. 5 or more times. Okay. And that might sound like a lot, but I want you to recognize it's really not. It's not a lot in the eyes of the person you're following up with because you aren't front of mind for them. They're not thinking, oh, when's the last time Shelly emailed me? No, a lot of times, I know I'm like this. I mean, this day and age, we get a lot of emails. So I'm always interested in how many emails somebody's actually going to send me. My top coaches, the coaches that I've worked with in the past that I think are on top in the industry, you know, they'll email me, I don't know, 25, 30 times in a launch series, right? Where they have an event and they're inviting me. They're not thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder if Ursula's counting how many emails. I am counting because I like to see it and I love what they're doing and I love their emails and I open them and I read them and I celebrate them and then I probably sign up for whatever they're doing because I love being part of that community. I don't feel like I'm being sold to. I feel like they're serving me because when I read their emails, I'm like, oh my gosh, like look at the transformation in this or look at what's going to be different for me on the other side of this or look how much they want to help me or look what happened for this other client. Like that could be me too, right? That's how I'm looking at it. That's how your prospects are looking at it. When you send them an email, they're like, oh, look at this. I wonder how this could help me or my family or my business or my child or fill in the blank, right? They're looking at it from that perspective. And the sooner you can start to see that, right? The sooner that you can start to see that they're serving you, they're trying to help you. And I'm not saying, listen, Linda, I'm not saying that there aren't business people who are not in alignment with what they're selling. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, yeah, those people are out there, but they're not questioning any of this, right? Those folks aren't saying, oh, am I emailing too many times, right? Do they think I'm salesy? No. They're not thinking about that. They're just thinking about the cash, right, that they want to create. And that's where they get stuck. And that's where most of their businesses go out of business very quickly. Like they're not going to last. If you're doing something just for the money, it's really tough to stay passionate about it. It's really tough to do all the things you have to do every day. Like I do help clients make a lot of money. I help our business clients make a lot of money. My businesses have made a lot of money. That's not why I do what I do. If it was, I would not have been able to stay in business for 2 decades because at times it's too hard. It just is. Like the thing that keeps me going in this industry, in the coaching industry, are the people, the clients who I've seen transform and who've come back and said, hey, thank you. Like, I wouldn't be where I am today if you hadn't helped me. Those are the people. And they're also the people who understand that they had to make an investment, right? To put skin in the game, right? Like when they invested in a coaching program with us, like they invested at a high level, they put skin in the game. That means that they were going to show up at their best, right? They were going to show up and give it all that they had. They weren't going to give up because they'd invested. Like that's why we invest in things to make our lives better. It's just like, if you want to lose weight, if you try to do it by yourself and read a book, you're probably not going to do it, right? But if you invest in like a coach to help you or a trainer or a nutritionist and you spend money, you're probably going to do something about it, okay? So that's the mindset I want you to come from is like, listen, you are not salesy. You're not. I already know that. You're listening to this show, okay? I do want you to expand outside of your comfort zone to serve at a much higher level. That's my invitation for you. Because that, my invitation is that because when you do that, you have a domino effect out into the world. And I have a domino effect and I want to have that domino effect, right? Like in my dream world, every business owner who's doing good in the world knows how to sell. They close a lot of business. They make their life better. They make their kids' life better. They make their grandkids' life better. They go seven generations and beyond, better lives. They give to the organizations they care about. Like it just goes on and on and on. Okay. Like that's why I do what I do every single day. And on the days I've wanted to give up, I've had to dig. I have a special box of cards that I keep from clients who are like, thanks for that thing you helped me with, right? Like I dig into those to remind myself why I do the things every day. I don't go to my bank account and say, oh, this is why I do what I do, right? And neither do you. You're not looking in your bank account for inspiration. Well, maybe some days, right? And it's fine. Like some days you're like, oh, like it's been a good month. I'm celebrating that. That's one thing. But it's not why you do what you do. I guarantee that. Guarantee it's not why you do what you do. So sometimes people come to me with business ideas and they're like, oh, think how much money this could be worth. And I'm like, yeah, but like, are you excited about it? Are you passionate about it? Do you care about that thing that you're going to sell, that problem that you sell? Because if you don't care about it, you're not going to do it. Now, putting that aside, right? You're here because you care about what you're selling. You care about the service or the product that you offer. You probably care way more than anyone even knows around you. You care so much about this thing that you're still doing it. Even though it's been super hard, even though there have been times when you weren't sure how you're going to pay your bills, even though there were times when you wanted to lay the business down, believe me, I say these things because I've been there many times. You care, okay? And when you care, you have the opportunity to move from feeling salesy to coming from a place of really serving your clients and your community. And serving in a way that's bringing your most confident self forward. Serving unapologetically at the highest level. I'm not saying that's easy. That's hard. Like that's a hard thing to do. Like that's way outside of most of our comfort zones, right? Because that's being willing to have a podcast. It's being willing to go live on Facebook or Instagram. It's being willing to have social media posts. It's being willing to speak in front of people and tell them what you do. It's being willing to, you know, make a sales call and set an appointment and talk to somebody about what you do. Like, yeah, I get it. Like it's outside of the comfort zone. Everything you want is outside of that. Because if it wasn't, you'd already have it. And so even right now in this moment, just thinking like, ooh, I'm in this little bubble, this little comfort bubble. What's right outside your comfort bubble? What's right over here? What's right over there? What's right over here? What's right? Because the things that are right outside the comfort bubble is where you're really serving. So you're like, okay, great. Like I want to be serving. By the way, Rebecca Hall, one of our master coaches, she reminds us all that the Latin root of the word sell means to serve. So selling was always about serving, but somewhere along the lines, we kind of got in our own way, right? We got in our own way of like, what does this mean? You know, is it bad? how are people going to like me? Right. Ultimately, it's that ego piece of us that doesn't want to be rejected. That's afraid of what people are going to say about us. Right. It's that piece of us that, that we don't want to show the world. Right. We don't want to be exposed in that way because of whatever happened to us. So I get that. And yet right underneath that, when you pull all of that away, you can't serve at the highest level or have a business without being vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable place to be. And, you know, that's why we gather with our clients at the CEO table. That's why we gather with our clients at different, like the Profit Accelerator, different classes, sales camp. Like we come together because we need to support each other because you can't do this yourself, right? You need people encouraging you. You need coaches to support you. Even in the coaching and training space, like you're 95% more likely to do something, whether it's weight loss or sales, because you have a coach and someone like encouraging you to do it, you know? And whether it's us or somebody else, I just want to encourage you. If you have never worked with a coach, please get one. Get one that aligns with you, but like get a coach to help you do these things because sometimes it's just too hard. And having someone to guide you, it's like gives you that compound effect and that willingness to do the things you weren't willing to do, but also to have someone look in at the business and say, hey, here's what you can do to shift it. So for example, again, like this new client that I was talking to was really worried about being salesy. I had the opportunity to look at their sales page and some of their emails and what they were sending out. And immediately I could see, I'm like, ooh, like here are some quick changes you could make, right? To come from that place of serving, because they didn't want to look salesy, right? To come from that place of serving so that people can really feel that you care. And here's how that happens, okay? So you're like, all right, well, how do I do that? Once you move out of the discomfort, you're out of your comfort zone, right? And you want to come from that place of serving. You have to remember that serving is really just about solving problems and meeting people's needs. That's it. Solving problems, meeting people's needs. If you make it more than that or more confusing than that, you're just going to get in the way. So every time I show up on a call with somebody, I think, okay, how can I serve them? And what I mean is, what's the problem that they're having right now that I can help them solve? Business people, you, salespeople, we are phenomenal problem solvers. We're just good. We're good at figuring stuff out. We're good at showing people how our product or service can make a difference in their business or their life, right? And then once they see that, that shifts everything for them. An easy example, right, is to think about a doctor. You know, or like even an emergency room clinic where there's a lot of like quick conventional medicine that has to happen to save people's lives, which is amazing. Shout out to all those doctors. I've been watching that show, The Pitt, by the way. It's on Max, which is Max and HBO, I think, together. Noah Wiley, who used to be on ER, right? I think, or Grey's Anatomy. ER. He's on ER. Was he on ER? I don't know. Someone will write it in tongue. Anyway, he's phenomenal in it. And like all day long, those doctors at The Pitt, right? They just solve problems and they save people's lives, but they do it because they're serving. Like that is a thankless job. Working in the medical profession today, I don't know how people do it. I think it's tough. I think that The Pitt, that show goes hour by hour. So you actually see one day unfolding and just how hard it is what they do, right? Just how hard it is. And they're serving. They don't get paid enough for what they do, in my opinion, especially in an emergency room, the stuff that they see, the stuff that's thrown on them, how, you know, assaults happen. They're attacked by people. Like it's terrible just what they go through. And yet here they are showing up, doing their thing, serving. Okay. They're serving, but they're also selling. They're also selling, but we don't talk about it like that, right? We don't think, oh, one of the doctors selling today. But if you think about when you sat down, doctors are there to solve a problem and they give you their options. And sometimes they're really good salespeople. I know I've sat in some chairs where someone was selling me something I didn't want, something I did not want at all. And they did a really hard sell on me. And I said, no, thanks. And luckily it was because I've had so much sales training. So even the scare tactic didn't work on me. Fear, scarcity, right? This isn't the norm. I'm just saying this is an example. The small percentage of doctors in the specific industry, I'd say probably have to fall into that space. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, that they're selling all day long. If you think of an emergency room, not selling as much because you don't have as much time to make a lot of choices, but you still you have a choice, or the people that are there with you, you have a choice in your care. Like, do you want this or this? Do you want this? They're serving. They're selling in a high pressure moment what could save your life. And you have a couple of options. Maybe sometimes there's not a lot of options because you're unconscious, unfortunately, right? The person, not you, but cancel, whoever that is. So there's not a lot of choice in that moment. But for the most part, right? They're not selling. For the most part, they're coming from this place of serving and they're offering options and someone gets to make a decision. That's what I want you to think about in terms of selling. Like, what if you could put on that doctor hat, right? Or that nurse hat, and you're just there like saying, okay, I am going to diagnose the challenge that you're having with your business right now, right? And here's what I'm seeing. And then have them share with you what they're seeing, what's going on, what are their challenges, what's happening. And then you make a recommendation. Okay, based on that, here's what I would recommend. Now, for some of you, that's a 2 or 3, you know, part sales process where you might have to keep meeting with them. But like, then you're diagnosing, and then you're offering solutions. Okay. Whether it's services or products, this is the solution that I think can help you. This is the product. Well, you could get this product or this product. This is what it does, right? That is serving. So as you're sitting there right now and you're thinking about your next sales meeting that you have coming up, what would happen if you went into it with the intention of like, I'm just here to solve problems and meet needs? I used to actually say the sentence, and you're welcome to use it. I used to sit down, especially in the IT industry, I'd say, listen, I don't know if I can help you or not. I don't know if my trainers can help you or not. And the reason I don't know is because we haven't had a conversation yet. So what I see is my job today is to understand what your challenges are in your company. And then I can offer some solutions, or I can refer you to somebody else. I would say that because that was the truth. I wasn't sure if I could help them. I wouldn't know if I could help them until we actually sat down and had a conversation. So that's what we had to do. So sometimes it's okay, like not okay, but it's just say what is. Here's where we are. You're going to tell me about your thing that's not working. I'm going to tell you if I can help you or not and give you some options. And if I can help you, great. If not, I'm going to refer you to somebody else. We say that all the time in my own business today. We say we're not everybody's coaches. We know who our clients are. If we can help you, great. I don't know if I can help you. I got to understand your business. I got to understand where you're at. I turn people away. You know, a lot of people come to us, they're in startup mode. And I mean like startup mode where they have an idea. That's not what we do. There are people, coaches who are amazing at that. They're going to take you from, you know, startup to launch. We work with businesses. The best work we do is with businesses already launched, you know, 6 figures or more, want to go to multi 6 figures or 7 figures. Like that's our client already launched. And like, we need to go in and tweak some things. We also work with multi-million-dollar companies who like they're really ramped. They're up and running. That's more of like our up-level now program, where then it's just really fine-tuning team, staff, systems, processes, and sales and marketing, but it's more fine-tuning and then they get lift. Whereas if someone's at multi-six figures, it's like usually sales, marketing, we spend time there, they get lift, and then we build team, systems, processes on the back end. That's our ideal client, right? So my point is, we get people who come in and they're like, here's where I'm at. And it's not a fit right now, but I do refer them. I know where they can go to get the support that they need, and I will send them there. And I hope they come back to us someday when they're ready, right? You know who your ideal client is, right? You know who your ideal client is. You know who you can help. You know the problems that you can solve for them, okay? And so my invitation is for you to really start to lean into that idea of rather than coming from a place of my being salesy, come from a place of whose problem can I solve today? And in doing that, who am I serving, right? Because serving isn't about servitude. It's not about over delivering and like giving all the stuff away for free. Although there's a time and a place for that in marketing, okay? Front end of your funnel. But it is about coming from that space of like, I need to have sales conversations. I need to have conversations with prospects to see whether or not I can help them. In that, I will serve them. And what I'll leave you with is if you aren't having sales conversations, you are doing a disservice to the people you could be helping right now. Okay. And so I want to invite you to move away from this idea of, am I being salesy? Move out of the question and just move to, who can I serve today? Who can I make a difference for? Whose problem can I solve? How many conversations could I have this week? And just see if I can help them or not. If I can, great. If I can't, I'll refer them to somebody else. Like, what would happen if you just started to come from that space of that energy? All right. That's my invitation and my encouragement for you this week. Thank you for hanging out. I hope this was beneficial. For those of you who are already coming to Live Sales Camp, I can't wait to hang out with you in person. For those of you who are listening and want to join us, the link is in the show notes. You can learn more there and come and play with us on April 3rd. That's it this week, everybody. Make this your most epic month. Yeah. See you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.